Mule deer may seem ubiquitous in the Roaring Fork Valley, but Colorado Parks and Wildlife says numbers of the species are below its target in some key areas near Rifle. The state agency plans to kill mountain lions and bears in an effort to help grow the deer population. The so-called predator control study would last 3 years, beginning next spring. Colorado Parks and Wildlife, or CPW, has contracted with a federal agency called Wildlife Services, which will trap and kill between 5 and 10 mountain lions and 10 to 20 bears annually on the Rhone Plateau outside of Rifle. CPW wildlife biologist Chuck Anderson says the goal is to drop the number of young fawns killed by bears and mountain lions. The predator study comes after years of studying habitat fragmentation caused by oil and gas development in the area, which is no longer seen as a limiting factor.
Basically, there's nothing showing us that there's any evidence of habitat limitations in this population. And the forage conditions are good. We've been doing some habitat improvement projects in the area, and the vegetation's responded very well.
But still, Anderson says the deer population is below the goal set by CPW, and that mountain lions and black bears may be to blame. This may come as a surprise to those used to seeing Bruins focused on acorns, berries, and trash.
Actually, bears are very efficient predators of young ungulates, both elk and deer. And actually, the highest mortality rates I have in deer in the peons are from black bears. So far, we're averaging about 14% of the fawns that we collar each year are taken by black bears.
So why is CPW concerned with a prey species being eaten by its natural predators? Anderson explains that it's as much about recreational hunting as it is about ecology.
Mule deer are, you know, somewhat of the iconic species of the West. They're a very valued game species, obviously. There's strong economic incentive for having healthy deer populations.
Critics of this type of study say that motivation is exactly the problem. And by killing predators to increase their prey, CPW would disrupt a complex system and fragile social structure. Wendy Kiefover is a native carnivore protection manager at the Humane Society. She says the study is unnecessary, and removing established adult mountain lions may have unintended consequences. Younger males may become more aggressive to assert dominance.
May potentially increase predation initially of mule deer and even create more conflicts between humans and livestock.
Anderson says it's difficult to track numbers of predators like bears and mountain lions, so the agency can't say what percentage of those animals will be killed. But he says those populations rebound quickly. He claims this is a small-scale study dealing with unique circumstances.
Again, this is not a large-scale thing. In fact, it's been pretty well demonstrated that large-scale predator reduction efforts are not very successful.
Although CPW says this is a focused study that targets lions and bears in a relatively small area, Kiefover is concerned about how those animal populations will recover.
Both those animals have a really hard time in a human-dominated landscape surviving to adulthood and then reproducing themselves successfully.
If the proposed study gets final approval from the state, the killing of bears and lions will happen in the spring when there is no hunting season for those species. Wildlife Services, an arm of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, will capture the predators using cage traps, hounds, and potentially even foot snares, and then shoot the animals. David Moreno, wildlife biologist for the agency, says the meat will be donated and the hides become state property. The next informational meeting is scheduled for September 19th in Denver. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy from the Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.